This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. The two-month-long Major League Baseball shutdown amid the pandemic is having a big effect on the minor leagues. While Major League players and owners continue to work toward a deal to start the season next month, it's becoming clear that the minor leagues won't play at all. As a result, teams have cut hundreds of players. Terry, the Indians released 11 players last week.
I mean, I looked at the list. Nobody on there is like a real hot prospect or anything like that. But other teams, I think Arizona's cut more than 50. Heard Seattle cut around 50. The Indians actually were cutting far fewer. And remember, during the course of a minor league season, guys will get cut anyway, you know. Yeah. But it's a sign probably that more will come because they'll say, well, if these guys aren't playing, they're not serving their purpose. And baseball is really a sport of repetition. Terry Francona has talked about, he thought most players need between 1,500 and 2,000 at-bats in the minors to really be ready to play in the big leagues.
Yeah, it's a sport totally based on development.
It's just an odds thing. The more guys you have in the minors playing, the more likely you are to find that sleeper or that guy that can help you.
Okay.
Roberto Perez was a 1,112th draft pick a number of years ago. He was clearly just a catcher brought in to play with the prospects.
Yeah.
But he hung around, he kept increasing his catching skills, then he started to hit a little bit. Then he finally made the Indians as a backup. And last year, he ended up starting. It's not like football where you go right from college to the pros, where baseball is a rookie league team, or in fact, the Indians have two rookie league teams, and they have a Class A team. In fact, the Indians have two levels of Class A, and they have a Double A team, which is Akron, and a Triple A team, which is Columbus. Right now, they have six farm teams.
Well, there was already talk before the pandemic of eliminating some minor league teams, and one of them on that list was the Mahoning Valley Scrappers.
Right, and I'm not sure this applied to Mahoning Valley, but for some of them, the reason they were talking about doing it is they were trying to pressure those local owners into upgrading the facilities for their players and that by threatening to get rid of them. But now, I think they'll figure, why do we need to pay these minor league salaries? Because remember, the teams, not Mahoning Valley, the Indians will be paying the coaches and manager salaries. They'll be paying the player salaries and the trainer salaries. And they, you know, they supply the equipment and everything else. So they go, well, I don't think so. And then how many survive? How many guys who own it now put it up on the market for next year?
Yeah, and just talking about these minor league teams and what they mean to their communities.
Yes.
I mean, you look at the Rubber Ducks in downtown Akron, they're feeding into the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Mahoning Valley, same thing. They get a couple thousand people per game. That's great for the city of Niles. It really has a ripple effect.
I've always felt, because I lived in Akron and worked at the Beacon Journal before Canal Park was built, and the area around there was really suspect, and I'm being kind. When Canal Park came in, it became, you know, it's like a kind of like an anchor store in a mall. It became an anchor there, which led to the development around it. Suddenly, there's 70 dates downtown where there's people coming.
And in the middle of all this, there is going to be a baseball draft happening next week.
This is another weird thing. In fact, I thought it was pretty destructive that the Major League Baseball came up with this idea. Usually, like I mentioned, Roberto Perez, over 1,000 guys are picked before he was selected, the Indians catcher. So they'll go 30-some rounds most years. This year, they're only going 5 rounds. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Then the rule is you could only sign undrafted players for a maximum of $20,000. When you go to the minors, you don't make any money until you get to AAA. I mean, I'm talking about between $9,000 and $15,000 a year until you get to Columbus. So you want that big signing bonus because you're going to need it.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the talent pool down, but they're doing this because they figure we're not going to have minor league baseball anyway, so what if we draft 30 or 40 guys? We don't have anywhere to put them.
What does it mean for the future of this ripple effect that we're talking about here?
You know, it takes away the thing, sort of like you're growing players in the minors, you also can grow fans in the minors.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're cutting your draft down because you want to save some money this year. I can't imagine any other sport being so short-sighted. I just think eventually their arrogance will really cost them. The arrogance being we could do business how we want and people are still going to be there for us.
tough decisions ahead for baseball in general and looking at these minor league teams and what they're going to be facing. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.